Welcome to the Alaska Airlines Center podcast. We are joined here today with Sarah Lorimer, president of AFC. Welcome, Sarah, and thank you for taking the time.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys having me.
Yeah, well, great. We are the official new home with the new cage of AFC, started here in September. We're coming up now into March. This is AFC 138. We're excited about that. Sarah, if you want to give us a little bit of background, not only with how you came about with AFC, but also with new things, the new cage, new UFC fight pass inclusion, and maybe a preview of the upcoming fights.
Yeah, so I actually took the company over 11 years ago. AFC has been around in Anchorage for 14 years. So 11 years ago, I purchased the company, and did it kind of part-time because I was a mortgage broker at the time. So I purchased the company and then went full-time 10 years ago. So this is my full-time gig now. And, this year we have come to the Alaska Airlines Center. So it's been a lot of changes. And it was actually a good smooth transition. And, you know, the events keep growing and growing. But when I originally purchased the company, it was... you know, just the MMA was just kind of slowly breaking the scene in the regional promotions. So AFC was one of the first to be around. There's only a couple other organizations like the mid-level regional promotions that have been around longer than us, but we're one of the 10 that kind of started out. So to have this here in Alaska for the last 14 years has been a treat for MMA fans for sure. And we're really lucky to be able to do so many events that we do per year. Most promotions only do one or two events, three events a year, and we do eight. Eight guaranteed on our season schedule, and then sometimes we do an outdoor show or, you know, we throw in kind of some bonus shows here and there.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And if anybody hasn't been to an event yet, there is no bad seat in the house. You're right on top of the action here. It is great with the popularity of UFC and MMA in general. This really is high caliber fights. You know, we've been to all of them firsthand and can see, and you really have some great matchups and some big ones coming up here for 138 at the end of the month, right?
Yep, for March. So Brian Ryan was our longest reigning heavyweight champion. He was our heavyweight champion for 8 years, and he has been working his way back to, he lost the belt to Tony Lopez, and I think it's been about 2 years, maybe 3 years, don't quote me on that, but he's been working his way back to get the rematch with Tony, and so that's kind of where this setup has happened, and so Brian Ryan had fought Mika Favale, who was our former heavyweight champ, and Brian beat him 2 months ago. So that was the contender fight to come in and fight, you know, longtime MMA veteran Tony Lopez. And I mean, if you followed MMA, you definitely know the name. He was on a show called Bully Beatdown, King of the Cage champion. The guy is in his late 30s, maybe even early 40s now, and he's still knocking people out left and right. So he is our heavyweight champion, and Brian Ryan, who is, you know, our hometown hero and local favorite, he's coming to get his belt back, and he's made that very known. And so, yeah, he's coming in, and that's going to be the main event for March 28th.
And that's great. And also a surprise referee. Is that a guest referee?
Yeah. We have a guest referee, Bobby Wambacher. He is a referee down in the States, and he's ref some UFC fights, and he's always wanted to come to Alaska. So he had contacted me and asked, you know, if he could come up and guest referee. So you'll be able to meet him. Real nice guy. I got to meet him down in Reno. I was at another fight card, WFC, last month, and he was actually refereeing those fights. So I came up to him. I said, "Hey, you're coming to Alaska." He goes, "Are you Sarah?" I said, yeah. "We'll see you up in Alaska." So he's coming up, and he's refed, you know, all sorts of caliber fights, or, you know, around the world, actually. So it'll be great to have him up. And we have not only the Brian Ryan, Tony Lopez fight, you know, that and at least eight other fights. So, you know, it's an action-packed fight card. And what's cool about here is that it's back-to-back fights. There aren't any big breaks in between the fights. We have what's called the undercard, and those are the kind of the amateur guys that fight early in the night, and they fight before the intermission. And then when we go live on UFC Fight Pass, we have the main card. It's just nonstop action. And that's what I really enjoy about our fights. Because when you go to other shows outside, they're really geared towards broadcast. And so you could have, depending on how fast the fight ended, you could have 15 to 20 minutes in between each fight while you're sitting waiting for the next fight to start. So that's something that people really like about our show from a live standpoint. You're going to get back-to-back-to-back fights.
Absolutely. And that brings us to a good point, too, your connection with UFC and the UFC Fight Pass. You talked about the undercard. And those fights are honestly just as good as some of the other ones. We've seen some great fights earlier this season already on some of those undercards. And some of those guys have earned their way into the later fights in some more recent fights as well. But your UFC Fight Pass, great addition and a great value, great brand to be associated with. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so we made 2 years ago, we made a deal with UFC Fight Pass. And what UFC Fight Pass is, as I call it, the Netflix of fights. You can log on and watch any, UFC fights. Our whole library is available. If you have a favorite fighter that you want to watch, you just go to UFCFightPass.com, you type in their name, and you can search any fighter that has ever fought for us. Not only us, but UFC and a number of other promotions that UFC has partnered with. So how that came about was I got an email from, through our website, we always get lots and lots of different emails. And half the time, you don't know if they're true or not true. So through our website, we actually got an email from who said was Dana White's assistant. And Dana White is the president of the UFC. And his assistant said, "Hey, Dana wants to come to Alaska. Can you let me know what your season schedule is?" So I didn't really know if it was true or not, but I sent back the season schedule. And within a couple weeks, we had a date, and he came up and filmed a show called Dana White's Looking for a Fight, where he travels around the country to different promotions and picks up fighters. And so not only did he pick up a couple fighters when he was up here, he also offered me a deal with UFC Fight Pass. And that's kind of how that came about. And then it took, a few months to get that going. So this is our second season on UFC Fight Pass. And it's led to a lot of fighters getting exposure. We have people that are coming from all over the world to fight for us just because they want the exposure on UFC Fight Pass. There's hundreds of thousands of people that are viewing this, and the fight, the matchmakers and the people of UFC definitely are paying attention to these fights, not only live, but on demand.
Absolutely. And worldwide, like you said, it's a great way for people to get to know the Alaska brand and see what you're doing with AFC. And you talked about, too, the fighters that you're getting not only from Alaska, but all over. And I don't think, I think we should talk a little bit about how much hard work you put into this, because behind the scenes, those that know you know how dedicated you are and how much work you put into this. You're always traveling to other fights to see what other people are doing right. You're always trying to find new recruits, going down, getting fighters from Hawaii, getting fighters from all over the country. So I think if people truly knew how much time and effort you put into this, it's impressive. You're very dedicated to this, and that it shows in the quality of fighters that you have. So touch maybe a little bit on your experience going out to recruit these fighters and that process.
Yeah, it's about building relationships, really. And, I have a tie with Hawaii. I have for a long time. I've been visiting there a lot. And I think that a lot of Hawaiians are a lot like Alaskans, and they get it. They understand what hard work, what it takes, and what it takes to get to the next level. And I mean, right now, UFC has a Hawaiian champ who comes from Waianae, Hawaii, and Max Holloway. And those guys have really come from rough and tough areas, and they've put in the work. And Max is a perfect story of dreams come true. And that's what these Hawaiian fighters, they grow up fighting, and when they come up here, I mean, they don't mess around. That's what they're about. So when I was able to go down there and make the connections, I've met some really great people And we have, you know, we have a couple Hawaiian guys that are going to be from Maui that are going to be fighting on this fight card. So almost every month I got guys coming up from Hawaii fighting, you know, and I'm excited to be able to provide that opportunity. And also, you know, I'm friends with the other promoters in Hawaii. So we help each other out. You know, if they need guys or I need guys, and, you know, we're just trying to, ultimately what AFC is, it's just a launch pad for these guys to get to the next level. It's just like a minor league of anything else. And if we can give these guys exposure, you know, that's, they need a place to start. And whether they're going to do it for a long-term career or they're just going to do it, they're just going to try it out and see if they like it. You know, there's spots for any skill level. Just want to try it out for one time to all the way. You know, we got guys that are in the UFC right now from Alaska, Jared Cannonier, Lauren Murphy. And a lot of people don't know Demetrius Johnson, who's the 125, actually I'm wearing his shirt today. But he's the 125 pound champ of the world. He's UFC champ. He's the pound for pound best guy in the world, and he started with us. So fighting in Alaska, he's originally from Puyallup, Washington, and you know, he was a delivery warehouse driver, you know, making $10 an hour. And he tells a story. He said, "I flew up to Alaska and slept on a couch just to make it happen." And he got noticed on a thing called HDNet. They highlighted one of our events, and he got noticed by Reed Harris, who was the matchmaker for WEC. WEC got purchased by UFC, and Reed now works for UFC. But he got noticed by him, and that's what got him the shot into the UFC. And you know, he's always thankful for that. So, you know, that's what we want to do, is give these guys a spot to start. And I mean, we are giving a home for people to become world champions.
Absolutely. And that is a testament too to the hard work and the quality of fights that you put together. I mean, that's exactly right. These are good quality matchups, good quality fighters that you're right. Like they're trying to go and get into the UFC and do whatever they can get to get noticed. But really a great fight, a great matchup coming up here March 28th for AFC 138. Get tickets now. You can get them on AlaskaAirlineCenter.com. You can get them at AlaskaFightingChampionship.com.
AlaskaFighting.com?
Oh, AlaskaFighting.com.
AlaskaFighting.com.
I'm sorry about that.
That's okay.
And if you have a group, that you want to bring out, you can give Felipe a call at 786-7829 and put together a nice group package for you. But yeah, no, we're excited to have you here. The Alaska Airlines Center is very glad to have you here, and it's a good addition to the lineup over here.
Yeah, we're very excited to be here. The new facility, we've had nothing but positive feedback. If you have not been to the Alaska Airlines Center yet, you're crazy. We love it. The technology here is amazing. The production is amazing. The free parking is amazing. People love that. I mean, concessions, everything over here. There's, you know, I can name 100 reasons why we moved over here, and it's only getting better month after month after month. You know, it's our sponsors who have been with us for many years. Just they keep, you know, thank you for moving. We appreciate it. The fighters appreciate it. So yeah, if you have not been down, even if it's not for an AFC event, you have to come to the Alaska Airlines Center, at least check it out. And the staff is friendly and they want you here. So.
Absolutely. Well, Sarah, thank you so much for being here today. If there's anything else you want to plug on AFC, please feel free to.
You can follow us on all of our social media outlets. And that's, you know, I interact with all of our fans. If you have things that you don't like or you like, or, you know, I answer all my own personal messages. So you can reach Alaska Fighting Championship has a Facebook. We have Snapchat. We have an Instagram, we have Twitter, and then for myself, it's at AFC Sarah. I have a Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat, so feel free to message me. If you have any suggestions, I'm always open to it. If you have any fighters that want to fight, you know, you can feel free to message me, and I'll reiterate, all skill levels, whether it's a guy that's never fought before, I get people that, you know, just want to try it out, all the way up to really high level guys. We have a place for them to fight. So, and an active place for them to fight. We have shows every month. So we have 3 events left on this season, and, you know, we run September through May. And so we have March, April, and May left, and then we'll start back up in September.
Absolutely. And fighters, men and women, 'cause I know you do have, fights, yeah, high caliber on all ends. So certainly if you're interested, reach out to Sarah, let her know. Great fights.
Thanks for having me, guys. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks. And we'll see you back here for AFC 138, March 28th, right here at the Alaska Airlines Center.